Therefore, it is so important that we hear the Lord speaking in a very clear way. Also for this conference, my burden and desire is that we would really hear His speaking, what He has prepared for the churches, and that we would also be faithful messengers who don't make up their own message, but faithfully report what the Lord has spoken to us. And tonight we want to have a closer look to the stars. And we want to read Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 to 18, where the Lord God created the lights, and, well, not just created, He restored them, actually. So let's read Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 to 18, because it shows a lot about the stars, what effect they have, what's their task. So let's read these verses, Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 to 18. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 to 18. Then God says, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night, and He made also the stars. God placed them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth and to govern the day and the night and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So God created the lights to separate day and night, and let them be for signs. Amen. Also a sign. And to govern, to rule over the night. That they should give light on the earth. Lord, shine on this earth. They would separate day and night, and they serve, let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. 2017, we had this constellation of stars in the sky of the Virgin with 12 stars above her head. So God really used the stars of heaven to give us a sign that His coming is near. That is really impressive. And the whole calendars of the Jews follows the lunar schedule. With each new moon, there is a new month starting. So it serves also for seasons, for days and years. And let them be for lights in the expanse of heavens to give light on the earth. Give light on the earth. This is what really spoke to me. Because spiritually speaking, there's a lot of darkness out there. If we look at this overall time, all the ages, we need to say that nowadays it's night. We are in the nighttime. We can read in Romans 11 that the night has progressed. And the further, the deeper we are in the night, and the darker it seems, the closer is even the day. And the day is even nearer. And therefore, Romans 11, verse 13 says, Romans 13, verse 11. Knowing this, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer when we first believe. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Verse 12. And in the night you need a light for orientation. In the former times, the people were looking to the stars for directions. Maybe even today, on the sea, they do it. I don't know. But they were looking to the stars to know the direction in which to go, to travel. And the same is for us. If we would also be such like stars who give an orientation to the people, where is the direction? Where to go? What is the right way? They need light to see that. Like Psalm 119 says, your light is a lamp to my foot. Even though we are in deep darkness, we received light from the Lord to know what are the next steps. And if we walk on this way, we can also be a light to others to show them which is the way they should walk, where to go. So that's how we can also shine and bring the people to Him. He is the light. Unfortunately, many don't recognize that. Ephesians 4, verse 18 says why this is the case. Because they have been darkened in their mind, alienated to the life of God. Ephesians 4, 18, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Yeah, if we are in darkness, we will become strangers, become aliens to the life of God. And also our mind is darkened. And this is unfortunately the condition nowadays. And in this darkness, God has placed us as lights. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. As such lights, Jesus has sent us into this world to shine. This is wonderful. Both in our conduct and also in our word, in our speaking. So ultimately, who is the light actually? It is the Lord Jesus Himself. John chapter 8, verse 12. John 8 and 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Amen. He will have the light of life. As when Moses had fellowship with the Lord, his face was shining. But this shining was fading, right? And within us, there's Christ. Christ in us is the hope of glory. He is the true light that is inside us. And He will not walk away. He will abide in us, right? And that's also my burden, my prayer, that He would shine through us, so people can see it, that there's Christ in Simon, for example. There is a light because Christ dwells in us. Recently we were in a shop, and the lady there, she said when she sees the children, they're shining, they're so bright, and she is also becoming more happy through the kids. And that really was an encouragement to me, that through our visit to the shop, there was more light coming into the shop there. And recently, I also spoke to a colleague who is a Muslim. And I told her, I asked her, does your Allah, does he love you? And she was not so sure about it. And I testified to her how God's love is always, really loves us. And speaking from it, sharing of God's love, I was also full of joy. And she also received that joy and was more glad afterwards. Yeah, and that's the Lord placed this, the lights to shine upon the earth, right? So we have a lot of opportunities to shine on the earth. So tomorrow, when we start our daily things, let us remember that we are here to shine on the earth, give light on the earth. And then the lights are also created to rule over the days. The stars are there to rule over the day and over the night. And in John chapter 1, verse 5, the Lord says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Darkness did not overcome it. Because darkness has to flee when light is there. If there's a dark room, you turn on the light, the darkness has to flee. And the same thing is with the Lord. Where He is shining and is using us, this is where darkness has to flee. And then the lights are all to separate, right? They're to rule over day and night and to divide the light from the darkness. And this reminds me really strongly of our priestly service, because the priests in Leviticus 10 verse 9, they also receive this duty to separate darkness from light. Leviticus 10 verse 9, do not drink wine or intoxicating drink, you nor your sons with you, when you go into the tabernacle of meeting. Because when you drink this stuff, your vision will be hazy, not clear anymore, and you cannot discern anymore. Nor do not drink wine or intoxicating drink, you nor your sons with you, when you go into the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die. It shall be a statue forever through your generations, that you may distinguish between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean. Leviticus 10, verse 9 and 10. So just as the stars and the lights in the heaven were made to separate light from darkness, the same way we as priests also need to distinguish between holy and unholy, between unclean and clean. And this is really needed when we are really in a time where there's so much mixture. There's nothing in its pure form, but all is a big mess, a big mangling. And we really need to discern and distinguish what is from the Lord and what is lie, what is brings life and what brings death. There's so many examples we could bring here. Yeah, the word is sharpening us, right? So we can be a sharp arrow. And then we can distinguish clearly. First, the word has to cut and separate in us. And then we also can separate, right? And that will eventually help the others to receive light. And finally, I want to read Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Daniel 12 and verse 3. That we are all such stars, right? Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Amen. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. Lord, we also want to experience this word, shine in us. Lord, and we want to be wise, understanding. And Lord, we also thank you that you have installed the stars in the firmament. Lord, we want to be there where you have placed us. Amen. Those who turn many to righteousness. Amen. Lord, there are many who are missing. Lord, turn them to righteousness through us. Lord, we want to be such stars that you can use to turn many to righteousness. Like the stars, like the brightness of the firmament. Amen. Like the stars. Amen. Like the stars. Lord Jesus. In Corinthians, there's also a very nice verse. First Corinthians 15, verse 41. There's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful multitude, like your diversity. Thank you, Lord, that we can also be such stars. And each among your saints have a different shining and glory to present. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 41. Yeah, thank you, Lord. For the firmament. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, that we can also walk in your light. And that your light also destroys all the darkness. Yeah, make it also bright through your word. That we can bring many to righteousness. Lord, in these last days, hold us in your hand. Yeah, that we can point many to righteousness, turn many. Lord, and we want to be such stars who shine in the darkness. Lord, you are the light of the world, and you say that we also are the light of this world. Lord, burn in us.
Amen.
Lord, thank you that you are the sun and your church is the moon. To reflect the light of the sun. Lord, and you also need each one of us. Yeah, we are the stars. Lord, shine in us and through us. Amen. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge. He also shines in our hearts. Amen. He is the one who shines in our hearts. That's always how it starts, right? If I want to be a light, first of all, God has to shine in me. If I'm full of complaints, complaining everything about everything, then I really need light. He is the one who is shining in us, in our hearts. If we want to be such lights, be it in the world or in the darkness or in the church, then first he needs to shine in us, within me. It's so important. And there I had one experience about being a star. It's the seven stars that are in his hand, right?
Der Stern macht nicht irgendetwas, sondern er ist wirklich ganz abhängig vom Herrn. Er ist in der Hand des Herrn.
The star is not just doing anything, but he's really depending on the Lord. He's in his hands. So, and whatever he says, we need to learn to do it. And similar, like in our brother's experience, I have a colleague who is a Muslim, and he left the company now. He had to go. And I realized now is the opportunity to let your light shine. Of course, I was sharing something with him earlier, but the light needs to be stronger.
Hat der Herr mir dieses Anliegen oder in mir ein Licht gegeben, lass jetzt auch dein Licht nochmal vor ihm leuchten.
The Lord really gave me this desire, let your light now shine before him. So I tried to look for an opportunity, but there was none. During lunch, when I wanted to talk with him, everybody was there at the table and there was no room for me anymore. Where he was not at the table. And I was really sad about it. So there was no opportunity anymore. And then I was at home, I thought, well, that's it, can't change it. But the Lord continued to shine in me. I realized how this darkness already wants to take over in me, right? And like the Lord exposed this excuse in me, oh, it's over, the opportunity is gone. This was not from the Lord. And like equally to a star, it is not the case that, oh, one day he's shining, the next day it turns off the light. That is not how our star works, but they actually shine every day, every time. There's no day where they stop to shine. But they are a safe direction and orientation for everybody. That is not like that where they shine just whenever they feel like it. And at this moment, the Lord really gave me light. You cannot hide your light right now. So this light could further shine in me, and I was seeking the Lord. Lord, what message, what verse can I send to this colleague? And I asked some brothers previously, which verse could I use for this guy? But the Lord reminded me, ask me, seek me. And he gave me a verse for this Muslim, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And this is how I could talk with him about the Lord, that he really needs Christ, who is the true rest for us. So when this light is shining through us, I was so happy about it. So I was so thankful that I didn't follow my laziness, that, oh, when there's no opportunity, it's over. But to really seek him, Lord, how can this light shine? The Lord wants to use all of us so we can have this light shining. I wanted to add one thing that I forgot previously. The quality of the messenger lies in his character, his properties. Yeah. Let's read Malachi chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. This messenger has a special character. If you are the post guy, the postman, you don't need a special character. You don't need to be a certain. There are no requirements to your person, right? You just need to deliver the mails. But to the messenger of the Lord, there are more requirements written here in Malachi 2, verse 6 and 7. The law of truth was in his mouth, and injustice was not found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and turned away many from iniquity. For the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. Amen. This messenger who turns many to righteousness, it will only work when all our conduct is accordingly, when our lips are purified. I can't just talk nonsense and talk anything, and suddenly I shine brightly, bringing many to righteousness. This will not work, because we're not just any kinds of messengers, but messengers of the Lord of hosts. So our conduct is important. What we speak comes from our heart, right? And that's why the Lord really wants to purify all our hearts so that our lips may also be sanctified and that we can walk in peace with God. So these together, these make the messenger really useful, who can turn many away from iniquity. And this is how we shine. So the light is not just shining to the outside people, the unbelievers, but the light is also shining in the church. because we are the lampstand, right? And if there are many lights together, the light will shine also within the church. Last week I had this experience. The more we serve also in the church, or do things together and serve together, there is a situation that can the situation come up where we don't understand the other person. Why is he doing that? He's doing it wrongly. Why is he, you know, there can easily be offenses. So even if I don't understand something or something is not going perfectly according to my eyes, then the old man loves to speak quickly, right? And not just speaking, but actually speaking behind the back and even evil speaking. And this is where the Lord showed me, here, in this point, your lips need to be purified. And then I texted this person, I would like to talk to you, with you, about this person, about this thing. I'm not as trying to teach him, but just trying to understand what is happening and that the Lord would give us light, what to do and how to handle things. And it was not so easy for me. I was really nervous before this conversation. Before I was really praying that this fellowship would be under the Lord's control. And we were speaking, the Lord gave us light, and then the light was also shining in the church. I found it really precious that instead of just talking about the others, we search the Lord together and ask Him for wisdom together. Then the light will shine brightly. And there is also a difference between the moon and the darkness, right? The moon has no darkness from itself. It can only reflect the sun, the light of the sun, right? That's only what makes him shine. The moon is just reflecting. The sun, actually, it's a special star, right? It's a unique star. But a star has light in itself. We know that people say that there's like nuclear reactions in the star and that bring the star to light. So there's the light is he carries the light in itself. And that fits wonderfully to what we in 2 Corinthians 4. The God who said, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6, for it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. He has shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So He is the one who is shining within us. And He will make us shining. So when you start your day, be conscious of that Christ lives in me. All this light, this strength of the light, it's Christ within me. Of course, we can cover it with our flesh so we don't shine anymore. But we can put away the old man, the flesh, so that his light is shining through us. So in the end, there will be another glory, another expression. Christ within us. That's why we should be stars, right? Thank you, Lord, that you are the light within us. Amen. Lord, shine within us and shine through us. Thank you, Lord, that you are shining in our hearts. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This week I also had an experience where I was not a shining star, because in the morning I was so tired and weak, and I was really not motivated in myself, in my flesh, and it was so good to say, Lord, it's not about me or my mood, how weak I feel, but Lord, it's about you and your kingdom. And I had suddenly such a joy because I could lay aside this old man, and there was such a great joy. Amen. Does somebody want to share something? Yes, it was Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 to 6. It fits really well to what we have heard. And it shows also that from ourselves we cannot reach this task to shine as lights, right? But maybe you can read these verses together. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. Even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. He made us alive together with Christ. And raised us up together. Amen. Made us alive. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Yes, Lord, we have been raised up together with you, and sit together in the heavenly places in Christ. By grace you have been saved. It's really the Lord's wisdom that he didn't give light to the moon. Just as us, from ourselves we don't have light. But only when the Lord Jesus is shining out of us, then the world can see the light of God. Praise God for his wisdom.
Amen.
He had 7 stars in his right hand. I was really encouraged by this verse. The primary property, characteristic here of these stars are that they are in his right hand. The stars are not just anywhere, but he holds them in his right hand. The right hand of the Lord is the right hand of his authority. It's his power. That shows for us the stars are under the Lord's authority. They don't just do whatever they want, but they are under his authority, under his government. Just like a messenger. If the messenger stops to do what was his command, what was his duty, then he's not a messenger anymore. And the same goes for us. If we are not anymore under his authority, he cannot tell us and speak to us anymore, and we don't obey to him, then we cannot shine anymore. This goes together, right? He holds them in his right hand. But if I continue doing whatever I want, the Lord tells me something, but I'm disobedient and do what I want instead, then he will not hold me in his right hand. I will fall from his right hand. And when I fall, what happens to a star when he falls down from the sky, from heavens? When he's up there, he will shine nicely, but the moment he falls to the earth, he is cooling down. And the moment when he appears, when he reaches the earth, he's very cool, and he will become cold and will not be a shining star anymore, just a piece of stone. The star is only a star when he's in the heavens. When he's on earth, he will not shine anymore. And it also shows us that it's so important to me, I'm under his authority, that we learn to obey him. Even in our daily life, when the Lord speaks to me, don't watch this thing, look away. That we learn to be under his authority, saying, Amen, Lord, because of your light, I want to obey you. Just like our brother shared, if we don't have his nature, we cannot shine. So when the Lord is commanding us something, he wants to find faithful people who do according to his instruction, faithfully. Meaning that a star also needs to be faithful. A messenger is a faithful person. If we are not faithful, and we don't bring the message the Lord gives to us in a proper way, then he will not give us a message anymore. Why? Because if I don't do it properly, he will call somebody else. And that's why it's so important that we are in his right hand, meaning we learn to obey to him. Not only in the big things, but how many times is the Lord speaking in our daily life? How often does the Lord say, stop listening to this thing, do something different? Now call this person and don't be so busy with your other stuff. Then the Lord wants to see how if we are in his right hand or not. If we fall from his right hand, it doesn't mean that we lose our salvation, right? But in our daily life, we are not anymore under his headship. Then we fall. How do you want to shine if you are not in his hand? And you fall to this earth and you will be just a piece of stone. A star is heavenly. He is above. If I'm too earthly, there will not be any light from me. So today, it was really encouraging me to obey to the Lord more, to live under his authority. Lord, I want to learn to follow you, even in the small things, so that I'm in his hands. Otherwise I will fall from his hand. It's seven stars in his right hand. Especially for the messenger, this is important. The Lord wants to make us all to be such messengers. But we also need to abide and stay in his right hand. Yeah, in Malachi, as we were just reading already, being a star has a lot to do with our nature, our being, what the Lord could work in us. Malachi says the law of truth was found in his mouth, and injustice was not found on his lips. And then he talks directly about our conduct. He walked with me in peace and equity. And the result is that he turned away many from iniquity. This only works if these properties of the Lord, who are described here, if we can call them our own. If his nature is in us, then we will shine as well. Otherwise, we'll just be like just a piece of, like Corinthians says, just a piece of metal that gives a sound. And the Lord is really speaking to me recently. If you are not faithful, even in your work, then and the people know that you follow me, then how can you be a light? The Lord oftentimes exhorts me, be faithful, be precise, be honest, very honest, and don't be crooked, don't have a crooked heart, nor your thoughts cannot be crooked if you want to be a light. That's really what the Lord wants to do with us, that we are such, that he changes our nature, that we can also shine for him. Many times I was emphasizing very much what I do for the Lord, even outwardly, but more and more the Lord is showing me, take heed of your walk, take heed of your conduct and your nature, your being, your nature, that your whole being is sanctified.
Ich würde diesen Vers gerne mal nochmal vorlesen aus der Elberfelder Übersetzung. Malachi 2,
I would like to read this verse, Malachi 2, verse 6, from another translation.
Unrecht fand sich nicht auf seinen Lippen. In Frieden und Geradheit lebte er mit mir.
Another German translation, which says, reliable, true instruction was found in his mouth. Reliable instruction, yeah, true instruction. Amen. True instruction. Amen. Was found in his mouth. He walked with me in peace and equity. Lord, this should also be our life and our conducts. Your equity, your Lord, we want to make our way straight and follow you in everything, in straightness. That we shine as light world.
Yeah, gesprochen, dass wir wirklich mit dem Herrn leben. Er lebte mit mir.
It really spoke to me that it says he walked with me. When we hear to what the Lord is speaking, then we are fully in his hands, right? Yesterday, I was having a meeting with the young ones in the church, and the Lord really exhorted me that what you speak, you also need to live it. On Monday, I was preparing, and the Lord really reminded me, spoke to me, you have 2 more days. Learn to hear, to listen to my speaking. And that when the sin is knocking at the door, learn to rule over it. Don't walk away from my hand, but stay in my hand. And really encourage me how the star is in his right hand. In John chapter 10 it says, no one will take them out of my hand. It's so wonderful to have our refuge in him, to be hidden in his hand. And I was paying attention to it during that day. And there were many things who tried to pull me out and take me away from him. But it's so wonderful when we abide with him and obey him. Like the verse before, it says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. The same with the stars. If we are in his hands, and we hear what he says, we also follow him and obey him. And then no one will snatch them out of my hand. Praise the Lord. May it be such who know his voice and follow him, and then no one shall snatch us out of his hand. Yesterday I also had an experience. I wanted to visit my husband, and the weather was not so great. I actually had an umbrella. And I didn't want to take the umbrella, although my daughter encouraged me to take it. And somehow my conscience or the Lord was speaking to me, take this umbrella. And it was so neat. The moment I stepped out from the bus, it started to rain and I had this umbrella with me. And I realized, Lord, I want to learn, even in these small matters, to listen and hear to your speaking. If we are faithful in that, it will be so a good thing, and he will bless that, bless us. Amen. At my work, I was struggling about a very small thing, actually. Usually, I arrive at work at 9 or 9:05, and this morning I promised to my mom to call her when I'm at work. And the Lord was really exhorting me, don't clock in at 9 when you call your mom, but clock in after this call, because it's not work-related. And it was a small struggle, but then I left the office and called my mom, and afterwards I clocked in. And it's because I want to be a first fruit. And this my login password has something to do with the first fruits. And many times, I have to use it many times during the day, because I have several machines I'm working on. And I was always reminded, I thought sometimes maybe I should have a shorter password, it makes things easier, and so on. But the Lord reminded me, just use it as an opportunity. Take your time, write it, type it with him, and meditate on it and pray. I want to be a first fruit. So each time you log into these machines, then do it with diligence. Do it carefully, because being a first fruit, you also need to be carefully and work on it with diligence. The Lord was also showing me clearly that life and light are very close to each other. They are actually related. Without light, there's no love. Without light, there's no life, sorry. And without sun, there would be no life here, right? And there's also this verse that says, if we are... Or there's this verse that says, like a proverb that says, if you there's no light in your eyes, there's your life is gone. Trying to say in English that your passion is gone. You have no spirit or no strength to do things anymore. And that really spoke to me. It's the light of life. So to have light, when we have life, we will be shining. And this life will shine out of us through our speaking, our nature, our whole being, and also our actions. In English, there's also the saying that when somebody's pregnant, that they're like glooming, they're beaming. In English, right? And it is because they have life in their in their body. There's even more life. He is the light, and he's within us, just as our brother mentioned. Just like our brother mentioned, that we should have the light shining out of us. And the Lord reminded me of an experience at university. In one class in architecture, we had to do like lampions. Some, for example, had a very nice design, but they had very thick paper, and so it covered all of the light, and you could not actually use it. A lantern. But those who had a thinner paper and a clearer picture, you could see how the light is shining out of them. So we really need to be clear and clean, so that the light can shine from us. And during that exercise, we also realized, oh, we still need a covering for the lamp, otherwise the light would be too bright for our eyes, right?
Hat mich auch berührt. Das ist wie der Herr. Der Herr braucht uns.
sodass er scheinen kann zu anderen Leuten.
Yeah, the Lord really needs us so we can shine to other people. Mm-hmm. A lantern, yeah. Amen.
Herr, wir wollen uns hingeben, Herr, dass du durch uns scheinen kannst, Herr. Amen, Herr, dass wir wirklich leuchten für dich, Herr.
Lord, we want to be such a light. We give ourselves to you, that we could also, we would be shining as your lamps. Lord, we want to be obedient to you. Help us to be so obedient. Lord, that we would be a golden lampstand through which you can shine and you can bring many people to Zion. Give us your nature and your reality also in this coming conference. Lord, we pray that your light would shine brightly and that your glory would be revealed to everybody.
Danke. Um deine Herrlichkeit zu zeigen.
Dachte jetzt am Schluss, dann geht's runter. Ja, ich weiß nicht, Stefan hat nicht mehr geantwortet. Okay. Danke dir.
Dass wir zu scheinenden Lichtern werden. Amen.
Bibel offen.
Weiter dein Leuchten sehen. Amen. Oh, dass wir auch mit uns zusammen das Licht des Lebens haben.
I pray that we are in your right hand, that we live under your dominion, Lord, that we don't do own things, but we do what you tell us to do, Lord. We want to be obedient, that we would be shining. Yeah, we want to have the reality of your word. Yeah, doers of your word, Lord. We want to be shining. Yeah, we want to be in your right hand all the time, Lord, that we would be a light in this world. Yeah, that we would carry out this light, yeah, to our workplaces. And we pray for many situations where we can shine. Yeah, we don't want to be dead stones, Lord, but shining stars in your hand. Yeah, and we want to stay in your hand. Yeah, we want to be stars in the heavens. Yeah, may we all be heavenly, Lord. Save us from being busy with earthly things. Lord, we want to be one with you and seated with you in the heavenly places, with Christ, in Christ. Yeah. Amen. As a dessert, we can enjoy 1 Timothy 4, 13 to 16. 1 Timothy 4, 14 to 16. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy, the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you.
Amen.
We give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Oh Lord. Yeah, may we pray that all the progress may be evident to all, that you are shining out of us. I want to come back to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis 1, verse 14. And it says there, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. And this inwardly really hit me. This verse in Psalm 90, verse 12, it says, "So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." How many times we're not so conscious that, I'm not so young anymore, and maybe today I have to go, and then I don't have any opportunity anymore. And that's why it really spoke to me in Psalm 90, verse 12. Amen. Oh Lord Jesus. Yeah, we need you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh hell. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Many greetings from the brothers and sisters in Toronto and in Greensboro. The fellowship of tonight is feels like we were not gone at all, because it is really a stream, like a river, and it's really nice to see. And maybe one point that we fellowshipped a lot about there, it fits to what we fellowship tonight. We fellowshiped about Matthew 24 and 25 there as foundation. And it fits with the preparation of the coming of the Lord. And that's what we right now fellowship about before we came. And that was our basis. And what came out, let me read Philippians 2, 15 and 16, where it says that you become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. And it is really dark today, among whom you shine as lights in the world. So, how do we shine? Verse 16, holding fast the word of life. The word of life, holding fast the word of life. It doesn't say by preaching the word of life, And speak about it, talk about it, but no, about holding fast, that means I write it on myself, so to speak, and that's how I hold fast. No, it's you see in the whole scripture, it is really a burden of the Lord. The enemy is not afraid of our preaching and teaching and speaking the right word. He's not impressed by that. But if we are holding fast to the word, so we express the word, we have the reality of the word, that is what defeats the enemy, what makes him afraid. And that is a big difference. What shines is not the knowledge and the teaching. We have a lot of it. Yeah. Many times we have more teaching and we can say a lot, but how much do we really shine? And in Revelation, John, he has the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Yeah. Amen. And that's what we fellowshiped about the second week at Greensboro, this testimony of Jesus in Ephesians 4-6 was what we fellowshiped about, to see how can we gain the testimony of Christ. And also with the virgins and the parables in Matthew 25, the virgins and the those with the talent. You see, it is not about the knowledge. Those are precious things like the gold and the oil. It is something which has a substance. And yeah, amen. And that's what we fellowshiped about. The shining, the reality, the testimony of Jesus. That's what shines. It's not something that we can explain, but as it was fellowship tonight, this word of life, that it would be expressed in our life. And we need wisdom for that. Yeah, it is. The question was, how do we redeem the time when the time is short, or if the time is short? And Ephesians 5 says, 16 and 17, from 15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And many times I thought redeeming the time means I have to deal with my thing I have to deal with. Efficiently, so then I can give the time that's remaining to the Lord. And yeah, it's good to do that, but some things you just have to do. Yeah, if you have a child, you cannot tell your little child, okay, wait for me for 10 minutes and then I'll pray and then you can eat. If you do that at home, yeah, my daughter has to wait for half an hour until she can eat, and That will not work. If I'm at work, I cannot say, oh, I cannot join the meeting because I need to read the Bible now. I cannot do that. But the Lord says, whatever we do, we should do it in the name of the Lord. Right? That means whatever we do, do it in Christ and for the Lord and unto Him. And that is really wise. That doesn't mean I wait for an opportunity when I have time and then I come to the Lord. No, when I'm in the meeting. And when my daughter needs something to eat, it's the opportunity to buy the oil and to tell the Lord, now I want to shine and I want to do it through the Lord. Yeah, this is why being wise. It is stupid if I just delay it until I have time. If this is my preparation for the coming of the Lord, then it will be really probably not work. But it is wise to make use of all opportunities. If I'm at work, at home, I'm busy, then it is an opportunity to buy the oil. And we was really impressed, one brother in a young people's meeting one time. He had a very stressful time at work. He tried everything that he could join online. And then eventually, in the end, he said, unfortunately, I have to continue, but I will continue to gain the oil. Yeah. And this mindset really impressed myself. Whatever we do, we can gain the oil. And to express it differently, I want to shine in what I'm doing as a light. And this is wise. And there's so many verses that we do everything in the Lord. Whatever we do, even to the children, the Lord says, be obedient to your children in the Lord. This is really wise. This is something that shines. Or Ephesians, these verses about the family life. Yeah, that, well, yeah, men love your husband, husbands love your wives, and such things are really wise. This is really how you shine. Yeah. Well, pray unceasingly. Does mean I cannot do anything anymore because I have to pray all the time. That's sometimes how we think, yeah, can only pray at home. No, whatever we do, there needs to be connection to the Lord. We stand before the Lord, and that's how we shine. Amen. Colossians 3:16 is summarizing that. Colossians 3:16-17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, to the Father through Him. Whatever you do. Yeah, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yeah, that's a star. That is a star. Someone who shines in whatever he does. By doing it in the Lord. If it is buying groceries or cooking, to separate it in your mind, this is really, then you are a foolish virgin. If you say, oh, I didn't have so much time. Yeah, I had to do this and this and that, then I didn't have time. No. Don't separate it in your head. Be wise at work. If you do your work in a good manner, but you gain Christ at the same time, this is really wise. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Amen. Danke, Herr. Yeah, we need wisdom from above. Amen. Yeah, let us stop the meeting here. On Sunday, we are in Feingen. Oh, on Zoom, and but Toby, he has another verse. Yeah, First Corinthians 15, verse 14. Sorry, First Corinthians 15, verse 40. And there it says, there are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. So we have the heavenly bodies, they have more glory. So among the heavenly one, even there are differences. Verse 41, there is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. And there are different grades in shining, and we wanna grow in our shining. Yeah, it should be more and more light until the Lord comes back. That's how Peter said in one of his epistles, yeah. Should be more emit until the morning star rises in our hearts. Yeah. Sometimes you were really attached to these earthly things, and then you don't shine, because by a lot of being very busy, your light is not shining, or maybe your light is under your bed. Yeah, that's an earthly body. But if we are a heavenly body, then there is more glory. The glory shines out of us, and that was really encouraging to me. Being a heavenly body, that is much better, like being a, that the glory would shine. Yeah, if the Lord shows us something, if we gain knowledge, it's also fine. If we gain it from the Lord, we are also happy. But if we are obedient to the Lord, that's more glory, because then really something is shining. You see it with the children. If the children realize something, yeah, my daughter, she can calculate now, plus, minus, and so on. It's some kind of glory, but if she is obedient in something, it is much better. It's 100 times better. It's much more shining. It's just better. And that's how it is with us. It's glorious if the Lord shows us something in the Word, yes. And we need the light in the Word. But to be obedient to Him is shining much more. And that's why we need to be in His right hand. Yeah. Greetings from John. I should tell you, he's coming to the conference in Germany, spring conference, from 20th of March, together with Mary. They are arriving and 20th of March, and then 9th of April they will leave again. So they will be here for about 3 weeks. That is wonderful. Praise the Lord. Yeah, amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, wonderful. And the Wangs from Toronto, the family, maybe you know them already. They will arrive tomorrow. Philip was there, just there. And they come tomorrow, they arrive tomorrow, and they stay for 10 days, 12 days. Like, you can also invite them. Yes. Yeah, praise the Lord. Then talk to you. See you on Sunday. Bye-bye.